Joe, before you're cleared, do you have a love for God?
Check.
Time for God?
Check.
Is your Bible open?
Check.
Do you have no distractions?
Check.
Well, Joe, we are cleared for takeoff.
Heaven, how might this be my story? Heaven, how very soon I'll be gone. Heaven, how to my mansion in glory. When you hear the trumpet sound, I'm heaven bound.
Cleared for Takeoff is a preparatory program for your faith journey. And now, here is your host, Deacon Joe Montone.
Good morning, my friends, and welcome to Holy Spirit Radio and our program, Clear for Takeoff. My name is Joe Montone, your host. It is a privilege to be back here with you on the air at 1570 AM WISP and 1420 AM WCOJ. It's a new year. It's the year 2022. And that year is based on the life, death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's powerful. My friends, as we prepare today's show and getting into the readings for this coming weekend, celebrating the feast of the baptism of our Lord, we want to go through our checklist, as we always do on our program. So number one, do you have time set aside for God? Check. Do you have a heart that is longing for God, yearning for God? Check. Are your Bibles open? Check. And are you free of distractions? Is your mind clear? Check. And if you've said yes to the last four questions, my friends, then we are ready to engage in the Word of God. Let's go to our first reading, which is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 42, verses 1 through 4, and 6 and 7. And here it is. Thus says the Lord, here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one, with whom I am pleased, upon whom I have put my spirit. He shall bring forth justice to the nations, not crying out, not shouting, not making his voice heard in the street. A bruised reed he shall not break, and a smoldering wick he shall not quench, until he establishes justice on the earth. The coastlands will wait for his teaching. I, the Lord, have called you for the victory of justice. I have grasped you by the hand. I formed you and set you as a covenant of the people, a light for the nations, to open the eyes of the blind, to bring out prisoners from confinement, and from the dungeon those who live in darkness. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And in our first readings today, my friends, from the book of Isaiah, the Lord says, my chosen one, with whom I am pleased, upon whom I have put my spirit. And in other places, God's word tells us that many are called and few are chosen. And we know that Jesus himself was chosen by the Father to be born here on earth, to be the Son of God, but also to be the Son of Mary and Joseph, to give us a holy family as a role model here on earth for family life, and to give us access to eternal life through the life, death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And it's an incredible concept that our Father in heaven has put together because he loves us so much. But Jesus himself is the one whom the Father is so pleased with and whom the Father has put his spirit into. You and I, my friends, also are open to being called, being chosen, being available for God's work, which is such a powerful concept, to work for God in some way, serving His people. And the Lord, you know, is that great example, because the Father sent Him down, and He gives us access to eternal life. But the Lord gives us many beautiful attributes to follow. And as young men growing up, these are attributes that we really need to embrace to become good men. And the Lord says the steps of a good man is in order by the Lord in the book of Psalms. So we really want to follow in the footsteps of Jesus. In the word here from Isaiah, we see that Isaiah says, I formed you and set you as a covenant to the people, a light for the nations, to open the eyes of the blind, to bring out prisoners from confinement. So, in other areas of the word, Jeremiah 1:5 says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And here again, in the book of Isaiah, the Lord tells us that He formed us, you and I, okay, to set us as a covenant for the people, to be a light for the nations, following in the footsteps of Jesus Christ Himself, the brightest light ever to live here on earth as a man and as the Son of God at the same time. But we too have to be a light for other people, letting our light shine brightly. And it's all focusing on the faith from within that God gives to us as a gift. The greater the faith, the brighter the light will shine. Is your light shining brightly? Has it been available during the holiday season? Or has it been dull? Do we need to get recharged? Think about it, my friends. Are you shining brightly for other people to see? One of the great things we do in what we call the WINGS program, our inmate reentry program, that we've talked about here for many years on Holy Spirit Radio, is our focus on inmate reentry work. And here in the book of Isaiah, the Lord tells us that our focus should also be to bring out prisoners from confinement, to open the eyes of the blind, spiritually blind people, as well as physically blind. Many of us, including myself, was spiritually blind at one time, but God opened my eyes, as He did for St. Paul, after 3 days being blind. And through his conversion, God helped him to see clearly what he means to St. Paul as the Son of God. And it's powerful. But in the WINGS program, recently, my friends, we've had two men come home from prison. One after 6 years, a Terrell Lang, who spent more than 20 years incarcerated over the years, who's now in his early 50s. And later on today, you will hear Terrell Lang on the radio in our program, Finding God in Prison, because he came on as a guest just yesterday. And in that recording, he shares with us a tremendous witness for God and what God really means to him, a man who lost his freedom for many years and is now free once again. So I encourage you to tune in for our program, Finding God in Prison, later on today, and also for our encore presentation tomorrow. But he did a great job on that interview. But we worked hard because he was an 8-time graduate in the Wings program. And he did a tremendous job of being a mentor to other inmates in the Philadelphia Department of Prisons. And we spent 50 hours and 10 weeks, 20 sessions, and then went on to 7 additional consecutive programs. But we did our part to bring the faith to Terrell and other inmates. And we can only make an impact on other people. Only God can convert the heart of a man, as he did for St. Paul. But we thank God for bringing home Terrell, who came home 8 months ago and is now doing great, working and engaged in community service and family life, working on the books with a great job. We also had Tyrone Williams come home a couple of months ago, and he also is a graduate of the Wings program. So this program we call Clear for Takeoff, which focuses on the Word of God and the readings coming up each weekend, is clearly tied into the Wings program and finding God in prison, because the Word of God itself has confirmed what it is we have done for 28 years in prison ministry. And it's all through God and the efforts of good people that this has been able to take place over almost 3 decades. And so we continue with that great work. But we thank God for the Word of God, which gives us access to these kinds of insights to life itself and the ministries that are going on throughout our journey. Let's go on to our second reading now from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 10, verses 34 to 38. And here it is. Peter proceeded to speak to those gathered in the house of Cornelius, saying, "In truth, I see that God shows no partiality. Rather, in every nation, whoever fears him and acts uprightly is acceptable to him. You know the word that he sent to the Israelites as he proclaimed peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. What has happened over all Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth and the Holy Spirit and power. He went about doing good and healing all those oppressed by the devil, for God was with him." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And in the book of the Acts of the Apostles within the Bible, the Word of God speaks to us from Peter, our first pope. Peter, who denied Jesus 3 times. Peter, who truly is a role model for us because he's a leader within the church and the early church fathers. And in the Acts of the Apostles, it says this: "In truth, I see that God shows no partiality. Rather, in every nation, whoever fears God and acts uprightly is acceptable to him." And that's something very special, my friends, to show no partiality and to be fair and just with everyone we come in contact with. It's not always the way in the world we live in, because people very often will show partiality to other people. People will be prejudiced very often and biased. And so one of the things God calls us to do is to follow in his footsteps, to show no partiality, but to be fair, to be honest, sincere, respectful, to be accountable, reliable, dependable, to be transparent versus deceitful, dishonest, insincere, disrespectful, not accountable, unreliable. This is important, my friends. God is the number one role model that we ought to be following. And it's through the Word of God that we learn the great attributes of our Lord and our Father in heaven. And he says once again, in every nation, whoever fears God and acts uprightly is acceptable to him. And the first step to wisdom is the fear of the Lord. It says in the book of Psalms, whoever fears him and acts uprightly is acceptable to him. And we need to reverence God. We need to have humility enough to get on our knees and to reverence God, the one who gives us the breath of life, the air we breathe, who gives us sight to see our children, who gives us hearing to hear the voices of our family members, the ability to taste and touch and feel. God, who gives us all of our senses, we need to have the humility to get on our knees and to thank God for these beautiful gifts that have been given to us, each and every one of us. These beautiful gifts that are very often taken for granted. And in the Word, it tells us that John preached how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power. And John the Baptist, who preached about this event, and he did it with the power of the Holy Spirit. It's a story that you and I need to tell to our children, our grandchildren, our nieces and nephews. It's a dialogue that we need to have at the dinner table, the breakfast table, not only on Sundays, hearing it from the priests, the deacons, but we too need to preach the Word of God in special ways in our own home, the first churches for family members, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power. And he talks about how the Lord went about doing good and healing all those oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. And just this evening, I was talking to my little grandson, Anthony, who was truly misinformed about why Jesus was killed. Okay? But like John said, Jesus went about doing good and healing all those oppressed by the devil. Jesus went about doing good. You and I, my friends, need to share those stories of the good works that our Lord did to glorify his Father in heaven. And that's powerful. To heal those oppressed by the devil, which is so many. The devil loves to take down families, take us out of the good and bring us into the bad through addiction to alcohol and drugs. Takes our mind away from us. healing those oppressed by the devil. And there's so many addicted to sex, drugs, alcohol, money, power, prestige. The devil loves to take us out of the game of good. But God was with the Lord. So he went about doing good and healing those. For with God, all things are possible, my friends, it says in the Gospel of Luke. And God is with you and I each and every moment because the Holy Spirit lives within us. And it's powerful. We too need to go forward doing good as much as we can. And to maintain our lives as responsible people, as husbands and fathers, wives and mothers, grandparents, sons and daughters, siblings, community servants. For with God, all things are possible, my friends. So we need to continue, again, following in the footsteps of our Lord Jesus Christ. And doing some good for our families, our communities, our churches, and for the people we know, and for the people we don't know. We show no partiality, my friends. We follow in the footsteps of our Lord Jesus Christ. Again, whoever fears God and acts uprightly is acceptable to God, and that person should be acceptable to you and I as well. We should show no partiality, judging no one. Let's go to the gospel, my friends, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 3, verses 15 to 16 and 21 to 22. And here it is. The people were filled with expectation, and all were asking in their hearts whether John might be the Christ. John answered them all, saying, I am baptizing you with water, but one mightier than I is coming. I am not worthy to loosen the thongs of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. After all the people had been baptized, and Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, heaven was opened and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, you are my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And in the Gospel of Luke today, my friends, the word tells us that the people were filled with expectation. But God loves to surprise us. Our expectations are so high very often. And sometimes we get disappointed. By our own children, our own families, our own employers. The people were filled with expectation. What is your expectation for God? What do you expect God to provide for you that he doesn't already provide, my friends? Have you been blessed with good health, loving family, a warm home? Have you been blessed with great work to provide for your children and grandchildren? Have you been blessed with the necessities that we all need? And luxuries on top of that. What are your expectations, my friends, of Jesus Christ that he hasn't already done for you in giving his life, taking the great beating that he took in his death and passion 2,000 years ago. He did it all for us. Our expectations, my friends, are there. He has said in the Word of God that you have already been paid, my friend. John said, I am baptizing you with water, but one mightier than I is coming. I am not worthy to loosen the thongs of his sandals. Here we see humility before God by John the Baptist, something we all lack and need more of. Some things that get in the way of humility: jealousy, envy, selfishness, bitterness, hatred, lust, cynicism, anger, greed, pride, prejudice, and a superego. I am not worthy to loosen the thongs of his sandals, says John the Baptist, who brought the message to the people that God was coming. Someone mightier than I is coming. He had the humility to not take the credit. And it's powerful. We need more humility from men and from women, because a lack of humility will restrict you from saying, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me. Lack of humility breeds separation rather than solidarity or unity. The Word goes on to say, he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. And then a voice came from heaven. You are my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Isn't that what you and I, my friends, want God to say to us? You are my beloved son and daughter, with whom I am well pleased. This should be an objective for us. And as we begin the new year, 2022, I challenge you to go forward each and every day with great humility and reverence before God, our Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, my friends. And to go forward as a servant in your own way with your own talents, serving other people to glorify our Father in heaven and our Lord Jesus Christ. That's our show for today, my friends. Thank you for tuning in with us here at Clear for Takeoff. And may God bless you this year in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Have a great day. And God bless.
You have been listening to Cleared for Takeoff with your host, Deacon Joe Montone, a weekly preparatory program for your faith journey.